Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 22nd of February, recording at an earlier 5:55 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, because I have a concert commitment. Now, plenty to talk about, though, but first, a quick view of the highlights today. The Asian stock markets were mostly firmer, including the China indices. European stock markets, however, weakened a bit here today. Declines from ranging from very small in the UK to 0.5% to bigger ones. Spanish IBEX down 1.25%. Let's not talk about it as let's describe it as modest profit taking. In the Americas, we currently have Wall Street modestly lower, from a quarter to 0.5%, depending on which index we're looking at. Only the TSX, that's Toronto, is up at the moment, and that's a tiny gain. But the losses are small. Losses very, very small in Mexico and Brazil. Long-dated government bond prices are a little bit firmer against this background. The U.S. dollar is slightly firmer. The Aussie's eased again today, 1.0628. The euro is up to 132.53. And the gold price steady. Just down less than $2 here at 1757 and change. It's platinum that's running ahead strongly, up another 35 to 1720 and change. Palladium following. Industrial metals are mixed here today. Copper's almost unchanged on the day in New York. Crude oil, we've had a tiny bit of respite, down $0.5 in WTI at 105.87. But the Brent is painfully strong, 122.25. And the agricultural commodities mixed, although barely changed in the grain and bean complex. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, first, stock markets are really very overextended. As you know, we have seen 7 consecutive weeks and counting to the upside. We're beginning to see some of the cracks. India, which I mentioned yesterday, was up over 30% this year alone in U.S. dollar terms. That saw downside key day reversals today for the Sensex, Nifty, and BankX indices. So I assume that India's consolidation has commenced. And it's a well-earned consolidation. The more important point is the speed and extent to which it broke the medium-term downward trend, which had persisted since a November 2010 high. And the 200-day was sufficiently strong so that the 200-day moving average flattened out and turned upwards. Many other stock markets have seen these persistent declines, and some are up near resistance. For instance, the S&P up near its highs. It would not be surprising to see some hesitation up here. But when I look at all the markets that were first to test their highs, the NASDAQ, well, actually, it was, I think we saw them first in the Philippines, and then that shot through into new high ground. We saw the NASDAQ, and that shot through and maintained the upward break, or ditto South Africa. So we're not seeing anything slump backwards from its former range highs. Instead, they've gone through and have yet to pull back and consolidate. And my guess is that when they do, that they will pull back and consolidate at the near the breakout points. In other words, near last year's highs, and they may do even better than that. So I don't think we're likely to see more than a well-earned consolidation, reaction and consolidation for most of these stock markets, unless that Brent crude oil continues to push higher, and there's a risk that it will. Fundamentally, I don't think it's fully justified, the additional loss in output that we've seen from Syria, one of the African producers. It's pretty marginal stuff. Egypt, but the problem is the political uncertainties here overall, and it's led to some speculation and hoarding in crude. But that's, nevertheless, it is what it is, and it's a threat to global GDP, and it also can deter central banks in terms of lowering interest rates in the growth economies, lowering them further. So that's a bit of a concern here. I wouldn't be chasing any stock market higher at this stage. I would be looking for pullbacks and consolidations, particularly where things clearly look somewhat overextended on the charts. And that would provide the additional buying opportunity. As for currencies, well, if we get a reaction and consolidation, I would expect the dollar to firm and the growth economy currencies maybe to give up a little bit of the considerable ground they've gained of late. The euro is still steady, but I think it's got limited upside, and my feeling is that Europe really does need a lower euro over the medium term, but maybe there were too many people short previously, and that's helping to keep the market a little bit firmer. Industrial commodities, other than crude oil, I would expect them to firm more likely than not throughout the year. But we do not have commodity price pressure today except for crude oil. But unfortunately, crude oil is the most important one in that most important commodity in that comparison. And quantitative easing helping to keep bond prices firm. It can do that for a while longer. As confidence continues to improve in the global economy over the next few years, these historically low interest rates will move somewhat higher. And on that note, I think that's pretty much it today. As I speak, the Dow is down 36 points, the S&P 4.87, and the NASDAQ composite down 16 points, small declines. All the best.